there is an alive quality to putting a needle in a groove. You want to go play it? Like, there's something happening in your room. There's a table turning, and there's an odd sense of fragility to a record. You know, it's this lightweight little thing, and it rides along, and you can look up and see it, and it's happening. It's a thing that's happening in front of you. I'm Chip Duffy. I'm a vinyl enthusiast. I had the benefit of three older sisters who left behind some vinyl records from college, and they were kind of odd ones. Frank Zappa's first album, there's a song called Wowie Zowie, which, given that I was probably 6 or 7 years old, I mean, Wowie Zowie is such a kind of kid phrase. To me, that just lit my imagination on fire. I've often wondered how my life would be different if I hadn't started with that record. But that was sort of the beginning of it. Even care if you brush your teeth. I have about 1,500 records. Starting over here, rock, AC/DC starts here, and then blues. It went in down here at Warren Zevon. Soul, vintage James Brown, mint condition.
A little bit of hip hop.
Yeah.
Over here in this room,
this is all of my jazz records.
And then back here, it keeps going.
I really need more shelving.
Private press, small batch, gospel things that I found.
Singles that are kind of filed away in all these boxes.
A bunch of novelty stuff.
Raquel Welch made a record, who knew? Comedy records. The only criteria is, do I love it?
Are a couple of things that came in the mail this week.
This record has been trapped in here since like the 70s, and it's a minor miracle that it still exists like this, you know? Look at that. So there it is. I want to play it. It's Gladys Knight and the Pips, Imagination. I think as a kid growing up in the Atlanta area, just the fact that there was a popular song that had Georgia in it was kind of a big deal.
That's awesome.
So this is the very first time anyone has ever listened to this particular record.
Like, I get chills sometimes, you know, putting on a record for the first time, because it is like, you know, this thing sounds now like it did 30 years ago, you know? And there's a thrill to that, you know? It's the same experience that it was then. Maybe it's because I don't know the science behind all the digital stuff, you know? I can't see it. And to me, it's just, it makes everything more real, playing a record. And that's what I respond to about it. It's an aliveness that's happening. It's an event.